You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are in Revelation. We are about to get started on chapter 21. For more information on this ministry or to hear these other prior broadcasts, you can go to one of my websites, which is wgodradio.com. There's a link on there that says podcast. If you follow that link on there, it'll take you to the last 5 years worth of podcasts and broadcasts from Storos Ministries, which is the name of my ministry, Storos being Greek for cross. And I invite you to study along with us. I think we're going to go to the book of Acts as soon as we're done with this. And we'll probably be done with this here within a week or two. We're in Revelation chapter 21. And let's pick it up here in verse 1. Revelation 21, 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no more sea. Then I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having been prepared like a bride, having been adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying out. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things have passed away. Did you know that this was prophesied about 700 years before Christ? You can read about it in Isaiah chapter 65, verse 17, where it says this. And now there's no mistake in that Isaiah has 66 chapters in it. Very, very prophetic book. And now here at the end of Isaiah, we see Israel becoming a nation again, chapter 66. Here in chapter 65, it says, for behold, I create a new heaven and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come to mind. That's awesome that 700 years ago, 700 years B.C., God said through the prophet Isaiah that this was the way it was going to be. So now can you picture this? The new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God, having been prepared like a bride adorned for her husband. God's tabernacle will be with us and with you. I mean, picture this awesome sight, standing on top of a mountain, seeing this giant new Jerusalem, this new city coming down, your new home for all eternity. Then he who sat on the throne said, behold, I am making all things new. And he said to me, write, for these words are faithful and true. And he said to me, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give from the spring of the water of life freely to him that is thirsty. Notice here the open invitation to him that is thirsty. Everyone has the opportunity to obtain eternal life and live in this city for all eternity. Notice, too, this is a conditional promise. Same as the seven letters to the seven churches, these promises are conditional, that is, on overcoming. Verse 7, he that overcomes, I will give to him these things, and I shall be God to him, and he shall be to me a son. There's no option other than overcoming. We must overcome. And with the Spirit of the living God on the inside of you, friend, you will overcome. I think of the promise that says, he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Friend, you will overcome. If your name is in the book of life, if you have received Jesus, if you call him Lord, and you are a fellow believer in Jesus Christ, and you bow the knee to the Savior and acknowledge him as Lord, you will overcome. Let me encourage you today, God's got your back. No matter how difficult or tough sometimes your life may be, I want to remind you, when your life is tough and difficult, God's doing that for a reason. It says, count it. I know it's hard to do this, but you got to remember the text. At least the end result. It says, count it all joy when you encounter various trials. That's difficult. But the next two words should help you. The next two words are the words knowing that. Count it all joy when you encounter various trials, knowing that. The testing of your faith produces endurance. You see, endurance is what gives you the strength to overcome. You still have to overcome. You've got to make the decision. The same as Daniel did when they told Daniel, you know, you're offending people because you're praying and your prayers are offensive. Same as they tell football people out here today. Same as they tell people in the stands, marching bands, people, sports people, athletes. Don't pray anymore because you're offending people. That's what they told Daniel. Don't pray anymore. We've issued the command. If anyone prays, he's going to be fed to the lions. You have to endure. And that is, you have to still stand up for truth, stand up for the word of God, not give in to these evil people and Satan's attempts to get you to fall away. Count it all joy when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith develops. You see, God wants you to endure. But the thing is, I don't know if you've ever thought of this, and that is, he wants you to endure so much, he's going to make your life difficult. Did you know that? God loves you so much. Think about this. God loves you so much, he's making your life difficult. God loves you so much, he is making your life difficult so that you will persevere here. Persevere, the strength, the endurance comes through persevering, through trials, through abiding under the hand of God. Remember, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, Peter wrote, and he will exalt you in due time. Let God deliver you. How many times did you read, wait on the Lord? Wait on the Lord. Those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. Wait, I say, on the Lord, Psalm 27, and so many other places. He that overcomes, I will give to him these things. I will be God to him, and he will be to me a son. There's a lot of people here that are going to be going through this tribulation. We know a lot of saints, remember, we just looked at last chapter, those that were beheaded on account of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Same as it is out here today, they would take your head off if they could. They just can't quite do that yet. They're not allowed to take your head off, at least the government isn't. But we're not stupid. We look around and we see it on the news all the time. All the time people are taking off Christians' heads on account of the testimony of Jesus Christ and the word of God, right? Are you a Christian? Yes. Off with your head. Are you carrying a Bible? Yes. Off with your head. We see that all the time. It's just that the government's not doing that. Yet, God wants you to overcome so much, and he loves you so much that he's making your life difficult, because something happens when you go through the fire and when you see God deliver you. Wonder if I can get an amen out there. Let me ask the question. Have you ever had God deliver you out of some terrible trial? Maybe a great financial need. Maybe a sickness. Maybe your child. Maybe someone dear to you that you prayed for. Have you ever had God deliver you through something? Let me ask the question. Are you going to struggle with that the next time that comes about? You know that you won't, friend. You know God's got your back. You know that God is faithful. And if he's delivered you in the past, he's going to deliver you again. But yet, can you still be like the three Hebrews that said, our God is able to deliver us from this burning fiery furnace, O King? Then they said, but if not, we still won't bow down and worship your gold image. Can you say that? But this stuff, this attitude, this what can man do to me comes about through trial in your life. He that overcomes, I will give to him these things, and I will be God to him. He will be a son to me. This comes about through God making your life difficult, but also through him coming through in your life, him working behind the scenes. What can we say to these things? Paul says, if God is for us, who can be against us? God's on your side. God's got your back. You will get the victory today in Jesus' name. He that overcomes, I will give to him all of these things. And tomorrow's program, we'll pick it up here in verse 8. Starts with the word but. Guess that'd be the flip side of the coin. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the sinners, the abominable, the murderers, the sexual immoral. And then the Greek word for the next one is pharmakia. Some translations here, I think, well, so let me even look and see what the King James has. Chapter 21, verse 8. It has the word sorcerers. I think that this is a prophetic look at drug users. Pharmakia, where our word pharmacy, maybe it's even prescription drugs, but it's drugs that get dispensed from the pharmacy. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the sinners, the abominable, the murderers, the sexually immoral, and drug users, and idolaters, and all who are false. There's one adjective thrown in with a whole bunch of nouns. All who are false, all liars, will have their part in the lake of fire. But that will be for another program. We'll look at that tomorrow, starting with the word but. In the meantime, the most important thing is, he that overcomes, I will give to him all these things. Remember, friend, as you're going through trials, try to do what James says. Count it all joy, knowing that is God's got your back, and all things work together for good to those that love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.